Nedarim Pergvav Mishnah Gimel. Mina Kavish. Person makes a neder not to have from Kavish. Kavish is things that are pickled, but he uses a lashon ha Kavish, the pickled items. Ein aser ela min ha Kavish shal yorak. He's only aser to pickled vegetables, because, like the Rav says, stam Kavish, when you just say something that's pickled, is referring to a vegetable. However, Kavish without the hay, Kavish einitom, pickled things that he's not going to have any taste from, aser bekol hakvushim. Then he's aser for anything pickled. And the Rav points out this is the same by everything. We're going to see all these other lashonas as well. If you say it with a hay, like the item, it's referring to the thing that's normally spoken about. And if you don't use the hay, then it's all of them. So the next case is min hashaluk. Shaluk, we said in the previous Mishnah, depending on how you learn, it's something that's cooked a long time, or those that learn that it's something that's not cooked fully. But he uses a hashaluk, the shaluk. So he's only talking about one thing. Eino aser elo min hashaluk shel basar. So this girsa has shaluk shel basar, which would probably be, he's referring to meat that's cooked for a really long time, according to that girsa. What's interesting is that it would actually seem to support the Rav's understanding of shaluk, that shaluk is cooked for a really long time. Because shaluk, by meat, people don't usually cook meat in water less than what the normal cooking time is. However, what's interesting here is that Tosfos learned that shaluk in the previous Mishnah is referring to something not fully cooked. Tosfos actually has a different girsa, is not shaluk shel basar, but it's shaluk shel yerek. That when he says ha shaluk, it's actually not talking about meat, it's talking about vegetables. And the Rush had this girsa too, Tosfos Antiv brings. So therefore, that makes sense. If you learn shaluk is not fully cooked, it's not actually talking about meat, it's talking about vegetables. But if he says shaluk she'eni tayim, he doesn't say hashaluk, he just says shaluk I'm not tasting from, aser b'kol hashlokim. Then he's aser for anything that's overcooked or undercooked, however you learn what shaluk means. Min hatzoli, the things that are roasted. Ein aser el min hatzoli shel basar. He's only aser for roasted meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was the derech mostly to roast meat. But the Chum disagreed, Mefarshim point out, and really everything was the derech to roast everything. And therefore, all foods would be called tzoli. Min hamaliach, Eino aser ela min hamaliach shel dag. Hamaliach is only referring to salted fish. Maliach sheinatoim, not hamaliach, just maliach aser b'chol hamaluchim. Then he's aser to anything that's salted.